All right, so today we're diving into something pretty interesting, this thing called the Shufuji score. And we've got some documentation here explains exactly what this system is and what it could actually mean for you when you're online, when you're making transactions, just doing your thing.
How it might affect your digital life.
So, the main thing we want to get to the bottom of in this deep dive is how this Shufuji score could actually allow for higher monthly deposit limits and what that looks like for you, if you're actually using it.
Like, what's the user experience? Like, how does this actually work in practice based on what we've got here?
So let's start with the basics, right? The documentation explains that the main idea behind the Shufuji score is that it could potentially increase the amount of money you can deposit online each month. Specifically, it mentions a rise from 1,000 euros to 10,000 euros.
Wow, that's significant.
So, and this is connected to the GLUE-S TV, these regulations.
Right, so it's tied into existing legal frameworks.
So how does this play out? Like, if you're a user, how do you interact with this?
So as a user, you opt in, right? You choose to use this Shufuji score procedure. And it involves sharing some personal data, name, address, birth date, that kind of thing. And in return, the system provides a numeric score.
Interesting. Okay, so it crunches the numbers and spits out a score.
Yeah,
So where
exactly.
does this score come from?
So the score, it's calculated using a variety of information. And this includes things like, data from debtor directories, insolvency notices, payment information from banks, insurance companies, trusted third parties, basically. So it's kind of pulling in.
So it's getting a pretty comprehensive view of your financial situation.
Yeah, it paints a picture of your financial reliability.
Right. So they gather all this data, they process it, you get a score. How does that score actually affect how much you can deposit?
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting, right? If your Shufa score is above a certain level, and that level is actually customizable by the online service provider.
Oh, interesting.
So they can set their own thresholds, but if you meet that, then your deposit limit can be increased in real time.
Wow, that's pretty amazing real-time adjustment.
Yeah, almost instantaneous.
Now, what happens if there are some negative entries?
Right. So if there are negative entries, and these are indicated by specific rating levels that suggest, more significant negative financial history, then your request for that higher limit will be denied.
All right, so it's a pretty straightforward system, right? It's like,
It's clear cut.
green light, red light kind of
Heck
thing.
yeah, based on your history.
With all this personal data being shared, obviously data privacy is a huge concern for everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's top of mind for a lot of people.
What does the documentation say about that?
So they emphasize the commitment to protecting data rights, according to GDPR.
Okay, GDPR, the European Data Privacy Regulation.
Exactly. So they're adhering to that framework. And importantly, it says that just using this procedure is score neutral.
So just going through this process, it doesn't ding you.
Doesn't affect your underlying Shufa score.
That's good to know. That's a big relief for a lot of people, I think.
Right. It's just an assessment. It's not a judgment.
And they also mentioned that the processing of positive data follows data protection rules that are approved by regulatory authorities.
So it's all above board.
Okay, so it sounds pretty secure.
Yeah, it's designed to be.
What about the technical side of things? How are these transactions handled?
So the information suggests that these transactions, they're processed through an existing individual contract with Shufa.
Okay, so they already have these relationships set up.
Yeah, it's not starting from scratch.
Okay, so it's built into the existing infrastructure.
Exactly. It leverages those established channels.
The documents also highlight some benefits, right, of this Shufa G-score system. What are the main advantages they're touting here?
So, a few things stand out, right? So first, it's fully automated, so you get this credit assessment happening in the
So
background.
it's fast, efficient.
Yeah, no waiting around. Second, it uses Shufa's extensive and reliable
I
database.
was drawing on a lot of data.
Yeah, a wealth of information, right? Businesses can also customize those limits we talked about, when the higher deposit amounts kick in.
Right, so they have control.
Yeah, they can set their own risk tolerance. And the results, we mentioned this, but they're real time.
Yeah, that's a huge plus, I think, in this day and age.
Right, instant feedback.
Yeah.
Plus, the whole thing has been approved by regulatory bodies.
So it's legit.
Yeah, it's got the stamp of approval.
Uh-huh.
And finally, it can actually monitor changes in your score over time.
Oh, so it's not just a one-time snapshot.
No, it's dynamic. It keeps track.
So it's like it's almost like, you know, you can see how your financial, you know, how your standing is changing.
Right. It's like a continuous assessment.
Yeah, and that's going to be useful for both sides, right? For the businesses and for the consumers.
Yeah, I mean, businesses get more confidence offering these higher limits to customers who've demonstrated that they're reliable.
And you get more flexibility, like if your financial history is good.
Exactly, it could open up more options for you.
Yeah, all right, so to summarize, right, for everyone listening,
okay,
the Shufa G score offers a way to potentially increase your deposit limits online through this automated check of your financial data.
Yeah.
And it uses a lot of information, but it's designed to protect your privacy.
Right.
And the big thing is, using this procedure doesn't affect your main Shufa score.
Doesn't hurt you to check.
Doesn't hurt you to check, exactly.
So that's key.
So it's all about, you know, using this data to potentially give you more flexibility online.
Yeah.
While still respecting those data protection principles.
Exactly.
Finding that balance.
Now, I want to leave everyone with this thought, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about deposit limits, but think about how these instant assessments of your financial standing, how that might become more common in all sorts of online services.
Yeah, it's an interesting trend.
You know, how could this affect not just your deposit limits, but, you know, what you can access online, the experiences you have.
Right, how it shapes your digital interactions.
It really makes you think about that balance between convenience and how your data is being used.
Definitely something to consider.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's been a fascinating conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.